The Rokeach, one of the Rishonim, in his Pirush on Tefillah, on the Tefillah of Re'ei Na Ba'anyenu, V'riva Rivenu, Baruch Ato Hashem Goyol Yisrael. So says the Rokeach that if you count the letters, the words, in this bracha, you're going to see there's 17 words. Re'ei Ba'anyenu, obviously the Rokeach Davin Nusach Ashkenaz, but we're not going there now. Re'ei Ba'anyenu, V'riva Rivenu, Ugalenu, Mehero Laman Shemecha, Ki Goyol Chazakato, Baruch Ato Hashem Goyol Yisrael. It's easy math. It adds up to 17 words. Says the Rokeach, Re'ei Ba'anyenu, Yud Zayin Tevois, Kineged, Beparshas Bahar Sina, Yud Zayin Geulois. He says, if you look in Parshas Bahar, and you go through all the different times that it says Yigolenu, Yigolenu, Yigolenu. It feels like we had all of them in today's daf. If you go through them, you count it up, you're going to have 17. Now, he says that the emes is, there's 18. But one of the geulas, it says Lo Yigol. And Lo Yigol doesn't count. So he says the 17 times that it says the word Yigolenu, and the 17 words in the tefillah of Re'ei Ba'anyenu are mechuvin to the 17 geulois that you find in Parshas Bahar. And the emes is, b'muschel rishon, it's Sisrei Torah, what the Rokeach is saying. Because the two geulas have nothing to do with each other, right? If you walk away from today's daf thinking geula is uvalutzi and goyo, you have a problem, right? That's not what it means. Geula over here means you sold your house and you want to redeem it, and doesn't have an ivri, and you're redeeming him, and you have all the different mechabayis b'pati arichem. It's a different geula. It's not the same word. I mean, same word, but it's a different nakuda. A bezokter rekeach that the 17 times that you have the inyan of geula that's mentioned in Parshas Bahar, and it's kineged the 17 tevois that you have in the tefillah of Re'ei Ba'anyenu V'riva Rivenu Baruch Ata Hashem Goyol Yisrael. But I think the machshava and I think the hergish is very, very posh. I'll just bring it out with a mar mokin, but it's obvious. And that is, the pasuk says in Eicha, and this is Eicha, it's Kapitel Aleph, it's Pasuk Gimel. Golso Yehuda me'oini u'me'roi v'avoida. He yoshva bagoyim le'matza manoyach kol reitfel his sigua ben ha-metzarim. Abi Golso Yehuda, Kaiser went into Golos, why? Me'oini u'me'roi v'avoida. Zok the Targum. This is the Targum on Eicha. Izilu beis Yehuda begalusa. Beis Yehuda went to Golos, al dahavoy ma'anin yasmin v'armelon. Me'oini, because they used to be Metzaher, Yosoimim, and Almonois. Additionally, they also went Umeiroi Vavoido, the Alsnegios Pulchona, because of the too much work to have a Mefalchim Ba'achuim B'nei Yisrael, that they used to impose on Achenu B'nei Yisrael, this Dabnum Lahoin, that you had situations where there were avodim that was sold for like karuche, and they overworked them. Like Sirda by Befarach, it says in the Torah. Not just that, for like karuche rusal avdeim v'amasoy. And when the time came to free them, whether it was sheishonim or whether whatever it was, guroin kesef, there was a mitzvah of geula. These were things that they weren't shtelling tzu to, and these were matzovim where the yidden were guilty of oini and roiv avoid, and it's because of this Klai Yisrael went to Golos. Golso Yehuda me oini ume roiv avoida. When the Yidin are in a matziv of oini, being ma'anu yosem of amonis, and roiv avoida, not adhering to the chasodim, that's all mentioned, the parish of avodim, and all these sugis over here in parishes Bahar, Klai Yisrael goes to Golos. The Indian of Geula is there's a man that was Nebuch, he was sold into slavery. Why was he sold? Either he was a Meicher Atzmai or Nebuch, he was a Nimka Bignevas. What's the difference? The bottom line is a person, Pasha doesn't have a piasta, and he was forced to be sold into slavery. And the Torah says there's a mitzvah, right? Chayva maybe. There's a mitzvah to go ahead to go, and to be Goyim. A person sold to Stei Achuza. There's a reason it comes back by Yoyim, because the Torah doesn't want you to have to sell your Stei Achuza. Oh, it's a machzik. A person, Pasha, doesn't have any money. Kesef Minola. And as a result, he's forced to do it, and there's an Indian to go ahead and to be goyel and to help this yid who's bizarre and to try to be mechazikim and do whatever it is you need to do. And when we go ahead and we're mekayim the yud zayin geulois of Parshas Bahar, in that schus we're going to be zoicha to re'ei ba'anyenu v'riva riveinu ugalenu meheru l'man shemech ki goyel chazagatu baruch ato Hashem goyel Yisrael. He says when we're in a matzav of roiv avoida, that's Golos Yehuda. That's when Klai Yisrael goes to Golos. But the opposite of Golos is the Nishmach Geula. Geula comes when a Yid is sensitive to somebody else. And if we can be Mekayim, understand, whether it's in a Mekach HaMemker, whether it's Mamash HaBechin of Avdus, Tein L'Chacham. But the bottom line is that the Yud Zayin Geulois of Parshas Bahar are connected to the Yud Zayin Tevois in the Tefillah of Goyal Yisrael, even though at first glance they would seem to have nothing to do with each other. But at the same time, this Indian of being Goyal somebody else, taking a person out of his little misery that he might be in, that Tzchus will be Zoicha to Baruch Atah Hashem Goyal Yisrael.